This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So the farmer coming down the line,
right,
looking at everyone's tomato, judge the tomato.
Yeah, check the tomatoes. Yeah, who's the best tomato?
Prize, best
every
tomato.
Year, it's always, yeah.
And I look down at mine. My tomato is awful.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't want to say anything before you left. You were loading it into the truck and you were so excited. And I'm just like, to say nothing of the big worm who peeked out and said,
I don't know if it was the light. Yes. The big worm was hiding from me, I guess, but was like peeking out at everyone else and like,
yeah,
winking and
Hello. Doing
like. So the tomato's way too long.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I mean, it looks like more cucumber shape.
Can I say this? As you were putting it in the truck and you went, I'm going to the tomato contest. Mm-hmm. Without that context, I would not have known it was a tomato that you were that you were loading up.
It's long. It
was long and it wasn't red. We can say this now, right?
No,
it wasn't
red. It's not red. It's sort of.
Which they don't have to be, but.
Totally coincidentally, it was basically my flesh tone.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if that is because of I was touching it too much or the tomato is looking at me. It's like I'm its dad. It wants to be me.
Yeah.
But it's like long flesh. And of course, a bunch of the little farm kids. When I wasn't looking, when it was on display, did write Schwank Piece Tomato on it.
Schwank Piece Tomato. Schwank Piece Tomato. Yeah. And it didn't help, obviously, that you were touching it so much. So, you know, whether that changed the color or not. But look, I'm sorry that happened. You know, you did get a prize. You didn't get first prize, but you did get. Worst tomato, which is still, you know, a lot of people go home empty handed. So, but, you know, we don't have time to do all that today. We have a guest, you know,
Iffy's
here.
Yeah, your boy's back. I was riveted and I was just going to sit here silent and listen to the tomato update.
And we always appreciate that. And you wouldn't believe, Iffy, how many guests
you would
we
not
get
believe this, Iffy,
who come in and they, you know, we're having a great conversation about Hayes's tomato or something.
Yeah.
And
now here's my thing.
Hey, yeah. Well,
introducing me.
My tomato opinion. And it's like, bitch, you're not a fucking judge at the contest. You're not one of the Hollywood Handbook hosts. You're not even Kevin, who we actively dislike.
I mean, see, a lot of guests come on the podcast and they just want to talk. I'm different in that way. I hop on the podcast and I'm here to listen. I'm here to take it in.
Mm-hmm. When I guest on shows, I pass out in the cut.
Ooh, smart.
I don't just sit in there.
Well, if I'm on the show, it's because I'm a fan of the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of me. Mm-hmm. I can't stand me. So I go, I can't wait to go on and get to see basically a live performance of this show. I'm not at the movies going like, here's what I think about this part of the movie. You know, I'm just watching.
Mm-hmm. If you last time you were here was with Matt Apodaca.
Yes.
And until you finally found a saw that could get the handcuffs off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 100%.
Release him off to do whatever he's going to do. Not your business anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, he went and he started doing his gamer thing, you know, which I was
wonder where he got that idea.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Is there anyone he knows who was successfully doing the gamer thing?
Never even heard of gamer.
Yeah.
By the way, never mentions you.
Never. Yes. Not once. We went to high school together, and I tried to hand him a controller.
You went to high school?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had to pay my dues. I hand him a controller and he says, yuck. So, you know, smash cut to many years later. Yuck.
Yuck.
He said, I ain't no nerd.
He thought that's it was his gross.
Direct quote.
Matt said that. Yes, yeah. He is.
Yeah,
yes.
But look, you should have seen him in high school wearing leather jackets. Like he was trying to do a Fonz thing, New Age Fonz. And he would always wear a leather jacket. And I thought he was a cool dude. I was real, you know, nerdy into my games, and I would try and show him the games, and he'd always say, yuck, ew.
He'd smell it and be like, P-U.
Yeah.
Stinky controller.
Which makes no sense. Like, no the controller, sense. To me, like, that's not what's the bad smell, about it.
It's
is
not
the smell.
Gross.
Oh, it's that it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts. He like commissioned a kid from his art class to do a Calvin-esque picture of him pissing on my video games.
Just a pile of
my video games.
Cartridges and inbox or unbox.
Inbox. It was kind of hard to see.
So
I guess
they didn't get that much pee on them then in that case.
No, you could still use the game.
Yeah, but I don't know.
But yeah, you'd know. And also, like, if he ruins the game, that sucks. But no questions asked, you throw it out.
Yeah.
But if he does it on the box, there is an element of like, it's almost crueler because you know, as you said, every time you open it, like, I should probably replace this. Like, it got peed on.
Oh, definitely.
But since you don't have to, you won't.
Yeah. You know, you're just
hanging out.
What were
some of the games?
Yeah.
Oh man. So I was playing many of the iterations of Tetris, Pokemon Puzzle League. He got the pee on that. Those classics.
The pee-pee mans.
Flight Simulator, Farming Simulator. You know, riveting like Game of the Year type games.
Pee-pee Mango.
Yeah. Yeah. Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Flight Urinator.
Yes. Yeah.
Roller Coaster Typhoon.
Tet Piss.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Tet Piss. Yeah. All of it ruined.
Ain't that the truth?
Dr. Mario, but Mario's a urologist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
That's the kind of doctor.
Oof. Nasty man.
Awful guy, and I'd love to talk about it the whole time, but unfortunately we have got some.
I have Cloud to pursue.
Okay, fair enough.
I have my own clout to chase on this show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Iffy. Dad stuff. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. It's beautiful. It's wild. It's wacky. It's
you
pain.
Can't even
it's pleasure.
Really explain
yes.
it. Oh, I mean, it's so many things. I mean, it's life.
100%.
It's messy as hell.
Truly.
But
like when you get those blowouts.
Oh.
Those diaper blowouts.
Yeah.
The shit goes up the back.
Yes.
It goes all the way up the back.
All the way up the back. Your baby's back is covered in shit.
And your neck.
Oh yeah.
The diaper is on your neck.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's happening.
Is tossing
the baby's blowing the diaper off their body.
Yeah.
And it's shooting across the room and hitting you right in the neck.
Yeah. And in a weird way, you're grateful for that because you knew if it was sitting down, it would lift off like a rocket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And hit the roof on the soft part of the head. Mm-hmm. And now you got to explain that to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I always say thank you to the baby.
Yeah.
No, it's hard enough to explain to the doctor why I got a diaper wrapped around my neck when I come in. And then you're painting this scenario where, like, the rocket blast off happens. Forget it. So, no, you're grateful. It hits you in the neck. You go, oh, thank goodness. Well, first you go, oh. And then
so
you
this
go,
is
thank goodness.
So this is more of the stuff that we want to do.
Yeah.
Like the dad stuff. But we want to get in on this, Martin, now that we all are doing this thing. How do we translate this into content, getting a piece of this market, over $500 million are spent
a year,
every single year, are spent on every single year.
I'm so glad you brought this up.
Just 1/20th of that mm-hmm. audience.
Just
if
one.
We can capture mm-hmm. literally 1/20th, that translates to cha-ching, you know, roughly.
Oh yeah, I've done the research too, and I've done it, and so
share
I can
your
tell
research
you where,
with me.
Where share my problem research. Is, and where maybe y'all can do better. Bad kids get the most clicks, the most impressions.
Bad kids, it's a huge problem.
Yeah, when they're swearing at you,
bad kids.
Yeah, where if you have a well-behaved child, you're not going anywhere. There was a TikTok trend on the clock app where you would leave a gummy bear, a treat, some candy in front of your kid, mm-hmm. and you'd say, "Don't touch it," and you walk away, and the video would capture mm-hmm. your child's transition into a life of crime. You see them do the bargaining in their head, and they're like, "I want that candy, so mm-hmm. fuck the law, fuck mm-hmm. my yes. parents,
yes,
yeah,
I'm getting that candy." So I tried to do that with my daughter, and she just sat there in silence for almost 10 minutes.
Terrible.
I
had awful
video.
Yeah, I was
that
like,
video,
"What am I going to do?"
Horrendous video.
What am I going to do with this?
Worst video I could imagine.
Yeah, I puked. I puked.
That almost seemed like you trying to force some kind of coda to the video.
Yeah. Yes. On camera. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because otherwise you got nothing. Like, you have just a really, really bad video.
You had to use VFX. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To simulate the puke. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, because the you did puke, but it ended up being just like dust.
Out of disgust.
It was like dust. It was because all you'd had that day were vitamins.
Yeah. Well, because I put my every piece of food in my home in front of her so that she would just, gorge herself. Yeah.
There's nothing to vomit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have been trying to get my kid to cut off a big piece of my hair and then hit the gritty.
Ooh.
And she'll kind of start, she'll start hitting the gritty much too early. It's like, you haven't done anything yet.
Yeah.
Barely
why? Like,
it's just barely even recognizable as the gritty.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And as you know, as my hair is just getting longer and longer.
No, I mean, I've been wanting to talk to you a little bit about it. I mean, first of all, you come in. For people who can't see this, get the video tier, because Hayes is slicked back today. He's looking like a damn reservoir dog.
Like I'm looking like a reservoir dogs today.
You got a bank to rob after this?
He came in like a damn reservoir dogs. Mm-hmm. And I said, this is going to be a good episode of the show, mm-hmm. which so far I think it has been. Mm-hmm. But I also said, poor Hayes. His child will not cut his hair off. Now, my kid obviously did cut my hair off this week, mm-hmm. which great, but he did a really nice job. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was so patient and caring, kind of measuring it out and going like, do you want a little more off here? Like, I think we can leave some length in the front, but let's go ahead and clean this up. And you know, again, that's a well-behaved kid. And then he didn't hit the gritty. He said he was going to dab on me afterwards, but what he actually did was he dabbed some shaving cream on me.
Unbelievable.
And then he just kind of cleaned up my neck area. So that's not a great video, There's not really a market for that. Just a respectful haircut from a child.
Yeah.
What would be great is if he lopped off a big section of my head here.
Mm-hmm.
And then held it up in the air.
I'd watch that. I wish anyone would. I'm going to be depressed today because I know I will never watch that video.
He's not going to do it. I've tried to trick him a couple times. I go, can you go even shorter here? And I'm like pulling out I'm kind of offering him, a bunch of my skin. And he's going like, no, I don't think so. I want to let that grow in. He's like, if we need to touch it up again tomorrow, I'm going to be here. We live together. And it's just so reasonable. It's boring as shit.
Wow.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss Kevin Durant. The boys talk business advice on the pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Iffy at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Everybody wants to have things both ways. It's not always possible. Of course, people are aware producer who we love, Chef Kevin, has just recently gotten married. He loves being married. He loves having a wife, mm-hmm. but he wishes he was still on the apps.
Yeah.
He met so many interesting people.
And it's not about.
It's not sex. What you think. It's not about. That would be part of it, of course, but it's more. Why can't he just have the app open just so he can see who's around and,
and seeing what he could, is it cheating to find out what you actually could?
These are the questions Kevin's been asking us, and I don't have a great answer, but guys just tend to think about, looking sharp as starchy Oxfords or stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort.
It's like saying,
but we can have it both ways.
It's like saying, so get this. Like,
go ahead.
You buy a bunch of, I just got a lot of Mack Weldon stuff.
Okay.
I love it all. It's great.
It's comfortable. It looks good. I'm happy in it.
I got the Ace shirt, or no, the silver crew neck T-shirt. That's one I got. Fits great.
I got the silver. I got some of the polo shirts.
Shows off some of my curves.
Yeah, my body. You can see every nook and cranny of my body when I put on these polo shirts. I got them really tight.
And then someone says, like, "Oh, but now you can't. Now that you've bought the clothes, you can't go back on the website.
Oh, you're not allowed to look at the website at all to see what else you could buy
and see what just fits in your cart.
That's betraying the clothes that you're wearing right now.
Okay.
It doesn't really make sense. So you should be able to have it both ways. Mack Weldon wants you to have it both ways. They want Kevin to have whatever he needs to be happy. And, from their light as air underwear to innovative anti-odor tees and versatile yet comfortable pants, Mack Weldon has a full range of clothes that never go out of style.
And if you match and they try to talk to you, then, of course, you'd be like, excuse me, do not talk to me.
I know.
I'm sitting here with my wife right now.
No, somebody tries to,
I'm put telling something in her my cart what's happening.
On Mack Weldon, if a shirt, was Excuse really me. Getting into my cart without me, engaging, I would be like, this is out of line. Like, I'm wearing a shirt, that would never happen.
Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code TheBoys. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code TheBoys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
So we need to explore other types of content.
Yeah.
One thing I know, and no one tells you any of this stuff. You know, it's all like you're just on your. They're like, here you go.
Yeah. So much work, sink or swim. So much work preparing for, you know, the birth, which, by the way, I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
That whole time, it's like, you got to be ready for this and this. And what about the hospital's going to say this? And do you need a doo-doo or whatever it's called? And I'm going, I don't know. Like, can you keep it down? I've got a magazine to read.
Okay.
I have a Maxim from 1997 here haven't finished. About Sammy the Bull Gravano starting an ecstasy trade somewhere in New Mexico. So I'm trying to finish this article. Sammy the Rat, they call him now. But as I'm doing this, it's all this noise and all this stuff going on. And, you know, I'm like, what were we preparing for? And then they hand you the baby and they haven't prepared you at all for what happens when you get home.
Mm.
Here you go. Put it in a bag or, you know, put it in the car and then put the car in a bag or.
Yeah. Good luck to you.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that just gave me a $1 million idea. Feel free to, you know, I know y'all have the connections to make. I don't have the same connections that y'all have, but I call it a doula. It's after the doula. They follow you around for the rest of your life.
It's like the doula. Sequel to the doula.
Yeah, the sequel to the doula, the Tula. And okay. They follow you around and, you know, take care of your baby if you want to have a night out.
Wow.
And you know, kind of around.
Wow, that's really nice. That I agree, that could easily cost $1 million.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That might even be possibly a $5 million idea over the course of your life.
Yeah. But, you know, I think it's I think we need to let them out. Tulas, you know, why stop at the do when we can go to? That's my elevator pitch when I go to the Sharks.
And they don't tell you they don't tell you what's going to happen to your body as a man.
No.
Oh, no.
Because I noticed this happen to you and now I see it happening on myself.
Yeah, it's doing it to your
muscles. Start to become so engorged.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, everything swells up. You're inflamed, right?
I'm like, what is happening to my lats?
Oh, yeah. I call
this
that the Mufasa
is not
effect.
My body.
The like, Mufasa this is... effect, becoming as strong and muscular as
Mufasa. Yeah, because if you notice the muscle mass on Mufasa versus Simba.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could only, what's the difference between the two lines? One's a father.
Yeah, one's
that's the only difference.
And
I don't look like me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's not me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
where's
all
little
these
man in
muscles?
The
what am I, you know, and what am I going to do with them? Pick up pumpkins at the pumpkin patch?
Exactly. That's what they're for.
That's it.
When they fall asleep after, you know, you take them to the premiere of, the Aquanauts or some child, you know, because that's
some
what I try and do. I'm
bullshit.
Trying. Yeah, I'm trying to get my child
trying to red
acclimated.
Carpet.
Yeah. You know, let her know. I yell at her when she comes out in something basic. I'm like, what's going to happen when that dress pops on EW Weekly? Mm-hmm. Now you're getting roasted by baby Twitter. And how do you come back from that?
I heard you when I was behind you at the Aquanauts premiere you go, hey, babe, it's not called a step and repeat because I'm supposed to repeat myself.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was a banger dad line. Like, feel free to use that if
no,
you need
it was clear that I was supposed to hear it.
Yeah. Oh, no, you weren't, but.
Oh, it felt to me like you were trying to be overheard because you had this great line of like, it's not me repeating myself, you know? And so, and then the step part, you had something too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're not ready, you're just going to have to lean in and keep stepping, you know?
Yeah.
Like, no need to repeat if you're not
you
ready.
Had a couple runs at it. You did a couple different ones, I remember. You said, hey, here's step one. If you're not ready, then step away.
Step off.
Yeah, step off.
And watch your step, because I don't want to repeat myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You said, okay, now I've got it. But it was awesome because I was watching going like, all right, I could take some of these, you know, these lessons home, because my kid didn't even show up at the premiere. And then I'm out there with no kid.
Yeah. Everyone's looking at you. Taken. Where are your kid at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, he's asleep, man.
Yeah.
He's asleep.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to keep that baby awake.
Right?
You know what they say? Sleep is the cousin of death. Mm-hmm. Naps are the brother.
Well,
even more closely related to death.
Yeah.
Coma, the father. So, you know, like that's the family tree of death itself.
Wow.
Talk about what happened to your body.
Oh,
because it's, you know, you're clearly further along in the process than I am. And I get chills because I go like, am I going to be that big? I guess so.
It started for me with one cheek. Mm-hmm. So I'm listing. I find myself listing off to the side. I'm taking on water, basically. I'm about to.
I'm about to capsize
sitting in my chair.
I saw Hayes recently and I start checking around to be like, am I on choppy seas right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because the way he's moving, it doesn't seem like he's on stable ground.
Mm-hmm.
The trick I found is wearing platforms on the heavy cheek side and some flat footed shoes on the other to kind of keep the balance.
You put shoes on the cheek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You put it on, so there's going to be some lift that is going to naturally tilt you and keep you balanced. And then when that second cheek comes in and you got that bubble popping,
it will come in.
Oh, it will. It does take. So it happens on one side of the body at the time. So next is going to be the bicep of that same side.
Okay.
Then the tries, then the traps, then you get the middle ab.
On one side.
Okay.
Then the quads.
I got one big lat.
Oh, okay. So you must be an ectomorph.
Put that arm down. I can't get that one down. He's an ectomorph. You know what I mean?
The Ghostbusters are running around.
Shooting him. You got the endomorphs, the ectomorphs, the mesomorphs, and that's how your dad bod develops based on the body type you have.
I'm feeling like a damn messy morph these days.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's going to get messier. Because
it gets really messy, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know. Yeah.
Talk about making a big mess.
Yes. Yeah, so some of the juices that are shooting out of me lately, just like, I guess it's sweat, but it seems so much crazier.
Well, it's a different type of sweat. See, you know, a lot of us tend to focus on how, you know, when women have kids, their breast milk can adapt to the kid's dietary needs based on the bumps on the areola. And so that's the same thing.
Enough with these bumps.
Yeah, exactly. What about our bumps? Well, I'm about to tell you about them.
Talk about my bumps. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, so when you're around the aura of the breastfeeding, there's some energy being sent to you.
I've been picking that up.
Yeah, and so that's when your body starts going, because your body is turning into protector mode. This goes this dates back to cavemen. You know, when we were going to rock carpets.
Evolution. It's evolution. That's why we're still around
I go into
and kicking ass. By the way,
yeah,
I find myself when I'm around the breastfeeding and I start picking up the aura, I find myself shooting into a 3-point stance.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's what it's all about. And that's the beauty of fatherhood, baby.
I'm in the triple threat stance.
Oh,
where I could shoot, dribble, or pass from this from this single stance. I'm in ready position.
Okay, I like to start with the T pose. You know, just let my body trunk up and extend my arms.
Talk about T pose.
Yeah.
So the T pose is where, you know, you keep your feet together, stand up straight, and just extend both arms out to your side. You're making a T with your body.
Can I tell you my variation on it?
Ooh,
so okay. I bend my knees all the way down and get into a low T pose.
Ooh, baby T. Yeah.
That might be better. Might be better. A better name for it, because when I talk about being in a I've been calling it a phase, a low T phase.
Oh, yeah.
I've been losing a lot of respect around the house.
Yeah, that's a big risk.
And it's, you know, and I guess maybe I've been whining about some of the juices coming out, because obviously prior to when the lat first came in, we could talk about this. I had lat acne.
Yeah. And looks like a big pizza.
Yeah, and there was some oil and stuff like that, and in my mind that's the colostrum, right, that comes in before the real new dad sweat is generated, and that's just your body preparing it. Obviously the lacne oil is much richer in nutrients, it's a lot thicker, it has you know, it has a lot more uses.
Yeah.
And then that subsides, and then you do get this sweat that I did want to discuss, because I think of sweat as clear, or I used to.
Well, that's very close-minded, but go continue.
What I'm finding as a dad is that it is orange, isn't it, guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For some of us, not me, but but I've heard of it, you know, because I'm on the subreddits, and I'm just really trying to help other dads transition into the body you see right here, you know, the chest popping up, you know, the biceps looking
it feels, it's almost like it's normal for you now, and I want that. I want to get there.
Well, you just gotta, it's kind of like the cocoon. Many dads go through different things. That's why we have the man cave craze. Everyone thought it was just to watch football games and drink beers alone.
No,
and be
that's
sad.
What we wanted you to think we were doing it there.
Yeah.
Unless some dads have been known to go down there and cocoon for a bit, you know, get covered in their creams and let their personal creams help the transition along.
Well, my kids got this sleep sack. You know, you put them inside this sort of potato sack thing that snaps over the shoulders and they sleep. They're all zipped up in it.
Yeah.
And I go, why don't we get a big one like this for me?
For
so
dad.
I can really wrap up my, where's my dad's sack?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I need to get zipped up into that. Now I need some help. You know, I obviously, mommy's going to help. You know, yes, you have a job too today, which is you got to zip me into the fucking sleep sack.
Yeah, that's what we talk about this on Dad It all the time, which is the Dad Reddit. And you, because there's just this weird, you almost forget the dad exists. Like, well, what about me? You know, I had to watch my partner's body transition, you know, like, you know, I didn't experience
it. No one's
it,
watching
but I saw
my
it.
Body do this.
Yeah.
Nobody's been looking at or talking about my body at all.
Yeah. Nobody's asked how I feel. So, yeah, I get it.
Comment I get is that my kid will look at me and go, I think it's time for another haircut.
That's just because he wants to cut that hair. He just loves it.
Yeah, you're probably right, but it doesn't feel good to be told that way.
Yeah,
and
let's
so
make
when
it fun for me, like go like, hey, maybe we could do something cool today. Maybe we could try doing a haircut and like And maybe if you sit still, you can have a lollipop afterwards rather than going like, looks like you need a haircut. So yeah, it just feels so critical.
Yeah.
Like that's not making it a game for me. And I tell my kid this all the time. Like, try to make it a game when you need something from me. Like, rather than being like, hey, man, you want to make me some toast? Go like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if this bread was warm? Like, hey, let's see how this machine works. You know what I mean? Like, let's make it exciting, interesting. Say, yeah. Like, hey, you want to make me a piece of toast?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't feel good.
Yeah. No, you need a game. You know, I just got done watching this anime, Hunter x Hunter. Good takes on fatherhood. The premise of the anime is gone. The child is abandoned by his father at a young age to join, and the father is part of the hunter organization. And to meet his father, they hunt like people and kill them, and giant chimera ants and so on and so forth. And so for
what
him,
are the Pokemon?
It's Pokemon adjacent. They kind of, you know, have like weird ant faces and eat people. But to meet his father, he had to go through all of that. So I'm thinking about in about a year or two, I'm going to abandon my daughter. And I'm going to go to another country and join like, you know, maybe like the IDF, maybe like the Polizei in Germany. Yeah. Interpol. Some foreign agency. And in order to actually meet me, talk to me, have a relationship with me, she will then have to go through their vetting system and their, you know, training to finally reach the ranks, which at that point I'll be the chief. And when she's going to, for a promotion, she comes to see me and it's like, surprise, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
The chief.
Yeah. Sitting across. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Yeah,
but I can't approve you for this promotion.
Yeah. Sorry, you know.
So it's the show's Hunter x Hunter. It's about Hunter Biden, and talk about creating amazing content for your dad.
Yeah. Right? Oh my gosh, we all wish we could have champ. A Hunter Biden as a child. You know,
I try to get my kid to do all kinds of weird substance and a sensory deprivation tank. She doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
No.
The transition in your body, once it is complete, as it is for you.
Yes.
You do become the thoughty daddy.
Yeah. You become the thought dad, and you know your opportunities are endless. What are you gonna do?
You like thought dad better than the thoughty daddy?
I'm open to thoughty daddy. A moment
it's okay if you don't like it.
No. Thotty Dotty, it was great.
What we could talk about doing is a show where you become a Thotty Dotty the Waddy way.
I've been pronouncing it Thotty, though, so I don't. So I, you know.
So you just.
I've been pronouncing it Thote, and I was like, maybe it should be like I'm a Thote leader, but I. You know, I really was struggling to get anywhere near it. So I don't want to weigh in too hard on like which one between your two, because both of yours are so much better than what I had going on. I'm realizing like I was like, am I thoated with the sauce? Like I just didn't have, you know, I didn't
dad
have
wars
it.
A new thote, you know.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Can I get NPR thote bag when I that's like really I yeah, it was really, really grim, and I was scared to do the episode. You guys noticed when we started the episode I didn't want to talk about
hiding.
This shit.
Yeah,
I didn't want to fucking talk about this shit because I was really scared.
You were shy.
And what I should have done, I was feeling very shy, is I should have, here's the lesson again, that is a lesson dad's gotta learn, be honest. Say, hey, I'm scared. Can you help me?
Yeah.
I don't know how this machine works. I can't make the bread hot.
Yeah.
Can you show me how to make toast?
I do need directions. I am lost.
Yeah.
We were going to San Francisco and the signs are in Spanish. You know, like that type.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beat. Yeah.
I'm fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
I'm sleepy right now, you know? You gotta say that. We say say this to your kid. My dad was so sleepy and he never told me. And I think if I knew, I would have understood a lot of what he was doing.
Only when I became a dad myself that I found out.
Oh, no, yeah. You're going to
realize that he was sleepy.
I called him up the other day. I called him. I hadn't talked to him in years. I said, hey, Dad, I get it now. You can go to sleep. Go to sleep, Dad. I'm sorry. I didn't understand. But thank you for staying awake for some of the time. And please do go back to sleep now. He didn't answer. It was a voicemail, but
no.
If we could parlay this into a piece of content, break a chunk off this dad market, and we teach people to become the thotty dotty the waddy way.
Mm-hmm.
You're the host.
Mm-hmm.
You're the talent.
Got it.
Kevin does. He'll email a guest every 2 weeks and say that they really want to do the show. They're so excited to do it.
They love the show. They want to do it. The times we have don't work.
Yes. Mm. The early 20s are brutal for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to respond iffy either. Feel free to just never respond.
It's not a question. It's
questions too.
What's there for me to say when I just get a little piece of bad news? I don't know what he wants. Clearly wants something.
Yeah.
Thank you. That doesn't seem right.
I think a long sigh is the perfect, you know, kind of preamble. You know, I like to hit it off with the and then you readjust in your chair and you get the grunt. So they know. Mm-hmm. They know. Oh,
yeah.
I'm making him work.
Mm-hmm.
They go, you sure about that? You sure about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Make him go back and really make sure.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes, you know, they'll be, you know, open to it. And sometimes mm-hmm. they'll be like, yeah, no, I'm actually sure.
And so you'll take our bodies, you put the pieces in the right place, because there's real risk if you don't kind of tend the garden on this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Certain pieces will become too chunky.
If you service it, yeah, and you just sort of go like, well, it'll work itself out naturally. And it's like, well, if you're only sleeping on one side or, mm-hmm. you know, if you're doing certain activities regularly, it's going to end up that you got like, okay, one big foot.
Yeah, yeah. No, you definitely want to just make sure you're utilizing the oils and the things your body's secreting, because that is mm-hmm. just what I like to call overload, you know, because mm-hmm. obviously it's looking nice, tight, and thick uh-huh. in that area.
That means something's got to come out.
Yeah, they're like,
I got a freezer full of latni oil.
Okay, mm-hmm. so you want to rub it on the other lat.
Yeah.
You want to be mm-hmm. you want to rub that on it, because that's going to give the nutrients to the other lat to let your body know, okay, it's dad time. You know, mm-hmm. it's dad time, you know. But you can also cheat it. You know, these are some dad hacks.
Okay.
Dad hacks.
Is where I'm breaking now I'm taking
finally.
The gummy bear. Yeah.
Finally.
I'm stealing the gummy bear. Now I'm the bad kid,
oh, yeah.
right?
Oh, definitely.
Now I'm ready to go viral behind
yes.
it.
Oh, yes. Yes. You know, say you're like, I want some bigger quads, though. You know, I'm happy with my lats. You can take that and rub that on the quads.
Yeah.
Get some nice thick logs to watch. You know, that's why, you know, a lot of times, if you look at me, my legs are just huge trucks. That's where most of my oils went. You know, mm-hmm. I was pulling away, you know.
There
was like, they're like, oh, man. You know, because I could have been rubbing it on my tummy to get a shredded set of abs, you know, looking looking like a regular Trevante Rhodes type. But I was like, no, I'm gonna put these on the quads. I'm going to have these logs, because I look at
yes.
it. I saw the
quad
video.
Abs.
I saw a video on Twitter years ago about mm-hmm. a guy trying to save his dog from a kangaroo, and he punched it. And I've seen another video.
The dog?
Thanks for watching my video.
Yeah, yeah. I knew. I was like, there might be a time I need to save my child. And my best asset are my powerful kicks. I took Taekwondo when I was younger.
Scariest part of it, right, is training your dog to engage with the kangaroos so that you can finally have an excuse to punch those smug motherfuckers.
Of course, because if you just punch a kangaroo.
No, just a video of someone walking up and punching a kangaroo, they're the villain.
Yeah, yeah. But if you're saving your dog, you can do whatever you want to that little piece there. You know?
Now all of a sudden, you got the green light.
Yeah, turn Kangaroo Jack into Kangaroo Jacked Up.
You know I'm just gonna say it because I know we have a kind of a specific audience listener base, and most of them, thankfully, will just because of how their life and personality is, they're not gonna have this situation that we're describing.
Yeah,
of like having a partner and a child, etc. But which is great. Like, that's like great. But for those that do, I know Ivy has described like taking this oil and putting it on your legs to make your legs bigger and saying, you know, you can use it on any body part. And I would just really encourage you not to crank down with your Lacme oil.
Yeah. And see, that's the biggest trap.
There's a lot of debate.
Yeah, there's a lot of debate because some people want to believe that it's going to make that hog huge. It's not. It's actually an anti-hog huge.
This is sort of the
case. It'll give it a bicep. For sure.
Some muscles will develop, but it's not going to be what you're looking for. Yeah. So yes, please, just as a caution, and I, you know, no one would need to tell me that. I would know not to do that.
But, yeah.
And I haven't, and everything's fine. But for some of these listeners we got, just like, please don't do that.
But let's just say, weirdly, that maybe one of us in here has done that. Would you just like to know somebody, would you like to know some potential remedies?
Antidote.
Yeah, you're probably going to get some of that orange oil to clean wood with, and you're going to clean wood with that, your wood, your penis, with that. Yeah, so if anyone were
just
to
with your that, hand or with a rag or if he probably knows which
orange, it's the orange oil. Mm-hmm. It's not Agent Orange.
No.
Although that will work as well.
Yeah, but to mixed results.
Yes.
Yeah.
And mix everything up.
Yeah.
Don't
everything will become very mixed.
Yeah.
Don't buy Orangina and just stick it in the bottle. Like, don't do that. You know what I mean? It's just like, I haven't done it.
Yeah.
But you go like, isn't this funny? Like, it's, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And you do the whole thing. And then it's like, yeah, it's not, you know, the bottle's glass. And
I want to get Kevin working on some of the key art for this. I think it's Dad Hacks. I think that's our name. I think it's the logo for the show, Hacks.
And Hacks,
I spray painted Dad over. I'm standing there. I'm finishing spray painting Dad over the top part.
It's not out of character, I think, for Deborah Vance to be kind of eyes popping out like a ooga at some of these dads, at some of these thotty dotties.
She's
right?
Oogling the dads.
Yes.
She's oogling the thotty dotties. I think your host name is maybe Gene Smart, G-E-N-E. And then you catch a little of this, everyone's like, oh, Gene Smart.
And maybe at Smart last, with two Gene R's. Smart. Maybe Smart with two R's to get some of the Game of Thrones fans.
Oh, yeah. You got to get those Game of Thrones fans in there. They're that's a strong user base, the fan mm-hmm. base. They'll support you mm-hmm. through thick and thin.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas so like
mostly thick and thicker,
thick and thicker.
And that fan base, by the way, is a 3,700 million
mm-hmm.
peoples of just one day. And so if you average that out on a week or of a half of a month, what you're dealing with suddenly is a number that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
So financially, that could be really good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Extreme.
Thank you.
For coming to my TED Talk.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm doing one of those sometimes.
Because I'm explaining something. Yeah, you're dropping knowledge. There's someone
smart.
Who yes. just stood up. Off of the rower at the gym. They're walking straight to their car.
How do those fucking things work?
Oh, you just get on there and crank it.
Just go crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's okay. That's, a new
that's
shirt.
What I've been doing, but sometimes people walk by and look or they're mad because I'm bumping into them or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is what this is for, is you go crazy on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to like, it's like, I imagine that I'm trying to start the world's biggest chainsaw. Like that, when I'm just like, you know. Just go in there. Yeah. And I make the noises with my mouth. Yeah, they kicked me out. They hit the lunk alarm on me at Planet Fitness. But you know, yeah, that's what happens sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Iffy, what are some shows?
Yeah, what's the show?
You know, The Patient. I've been really into that. Yeah.
You're digging it, huh?
Yeah.
I heard he's peeing really loud.
Yeah, he actually is. Yeah, I never thought of it. I'm like, yeah, that man pisses. Like, that's like a piss where, like, you're definitely going to bring it up. You're definitely going to. That's a piss that's like, hey, we got to talk about that, right? Like, you knew you were pissing.
Well, it's like Matt Apodaca. Like, he's basically, minus the video game cartridges, it's probably triggering for you.
Yeah, because
to hear that loud piss.
Yeah, especially because he pisses with his pants all the way down by his ankles. So you're just.
Yes! Finally!
A leather jacket. A leather jacket, Matt Apodaca's bare ass. And the loudest crackling piss you can hear just in the acoustics in a school bathroom is nuts.
Yeah.
Why do they make it so loud in there? I'm trying to be quiet.
Yeah, I'm in there to be sneaky.
Yes.
But I guess you were talking about my shows, right?
I don't care.
If that's what you want to do, yeah.
Okay. We always ask, what are some shows? Because we can't get enough of these things.
But you have shows?
I don't know what it is. If you got a show, you know, even better.
You have shows?
Yeah, watch Grand Crew on NBC, which, you know, you can see on the Peacock app. Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul is on there, too. Great, great movie. Watch that. I've been watching the Paramount app, The Challenge. Watch that. Yeah, those. That's my watch list.
Goodbye.
Oh, Bluey, the only kids show that doesn't Goodbye. Suck. If you're choosing,
goodbye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.